Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Blissful, natural, pure, healthy joy. These are just a few words coming from women across America who've tried the most amazing libido and energy enhancer they've ever experienced. Hot Rocks, spelled R-A-W-K-S, intensifies sensual experience with pure organic superfoods, entirely composed of nature's most vital pleasure-enhancing components. Hot Rocks, that's hot and the word raw with a K-S. It's the only raw, vegan-certified organic enhancement supplement on the market. Check it out at hotrocks.com. Hot Rocks contains a powerful synergistic blend of raw superfoods and potent herbs that revitalize sensory nerves, boosts mood, desire, and intensifies sensitivity and energy. And unlike most products, Hot Rocks is actually good for you. Bring back the magic safely and naturally with Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Log on now for your risk-free 30-day trial at hotrocks.com. HOTRAWKS.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, yesterday we were discovering new strains of influenza and new vaccines to counteract it. We were looking at new animals that we could blame. And, of course, the big one yesterday was straight out of the circus, no, or SeaWorld. Can you imagine that they're actually foisting the seal flu on us?
Oh, my goodness.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, this is great. The horror stories of October, you know, heading into Halloween, we're well ahead of the game. Maybe Universal, yes, where they do their Halloween horror nights, or all these theme parks, they should play the seal flu theme officially now.
Yes.
we did find another flu out of the White House, though, today, and we're going to cover that out of the gate here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So welcome, everybody. We are your vaccine that contains no additives, preservatives, flavorings, colorings, no mercury, no other heavy metals. In fact, we're not a vaccine. We're just your real protection. We are the way your immune system works here in the media, the First Amendment. And we're here to protect you from what? Something the White House has. It's called the hemp flu. The hemp flu. That's right. Barack Obama. That's it. You two, yes, combined with Obama. Barack Obama. Of course, Obama is a numb nut because he's lost in the religious cult of HIV, which, of course, Obama and Bush before him were also in that cult, still in it. But the hemp flu, what is this all about? Now, interesting story here because everybody's got to raise money. Obama's not raising as much money as he did last cycle when he was running for president. Remember, what did he raise, a trillion, billion, zillion dollars or something?
Yeah, he was far more of a rock star back then. Seems like people have kind of, a few people have changed their minds a little bit.
Yeah, so the presidential candidates all have what they call online election campaign stores where they sell stuff. They actually sell stuff. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. We found out that Obama is selling hemp. On his 2012 reelection campaign site, they're selling hemp. Except, what's wrong with Obama? What's wrong with this picture, Super Don? Obama administration, the executive branch of government, is continuing to refuse to allow United States American farmers from growing it. So guess what? Yep. We're bringing in scarves so that Obama can raise money for his reelection campaign. Those scarves are listed as scarves. Scars. Yeah, I guess it's all these Freudian slips coming out today, Super Don. Scarves and scars. And this scarf is listed as made in the USA. Now, this is sort of another political lie. This is how they get away with it, because it's assembled in the USA. But guess where they get their hemp? Where does Obama get the hemp that he's selling in a scarf to raise money for his reelection bid?
Getting it from China.
China? Can you say China? Yes. The hemp bull in the China shop we are. This is an amazing story. Now, listen, we've been covering this story for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The idea that farmers, economically speaking, are just being hammered, because unless they're part of the subsidy, the corporatocracy of the big farming conglomerates, these multinationals, Archer's, Daniels, Midlands, and Monsanto's of the world, they're hurting unless they go organic and local. Then they can find a way to make some money again and be supported in a local economy. But no, we can't have the local economies recover. We're here to support. We're the Obama administration, like the Bush administration before us. We're here to support the global economy because it's about globalism. Who gives a flip about American farmers, right? That's where they're at. And so at the same time, they're selling hemp in the Obama reelection campaign store. He's out there working his tushy off, is Obama tushy, executive branch tushy off, making sure that farmers in America can't grow hemp, so we have to import it from China and Canada and support those farmers, because Lord knows that's why we have a Constitution of the United States. Or is it a Constitution for China? Or is it Canada?
Yeah.
It's not for the American.
I don't know.
Farmer.
You know, Robert, the problem is that, you know, Obama and his administration and his drug czar, you know, he's got so many czars, one of them is the drug czar. They just continue to mix up and confuse industrial hemp with the horrible, scary, evil marijuana. And this is the reason. And, you know, the thing is, it's interesting because if you look at Obama's attitude about marijuana, if we just wanted to go there, I mean, you know, just you know, that is the reason why hemp is banned and outlawed around here. Obama is no stranger to marijuana.
No, he's not.
I mean, he's not.
He could stop the persecution and prosecution tomorrow. I've said this about Eric Holder. He could stop Holder and say, no, energize elsewhere. Ignore the whole medical marijuana thing, hemp thing. But no, they've even been petitioned. They've been petitioned by thousands, tens of thousands of Americans and farmers to say, hey, let us grow hemp. We've been pushing the concept of the 10th Amendment, right? The 10th Amendment Center. And yet we got to go back to Obama's early years to realize that he wasn't always like this, was he, Superman? We don't know. No. Will the real Obama please stand up?
We can go back, all the people, most people have heard this, but just as a reminder, back in 1995, he did an audiobook of Obama's Dreams of My Father. You remember that?
Right. Yeah, Dreams of My Father.
And talking about his childhood.
So let's get a little reminder from 1995 Obama as he dreams of his father.
I kept playing basketball, attended classes sparingly, drank beer heavily, and tried drugs enthusiastically. I discovered that it didn't make any difference whether you smoked reefer in the white classmate's sparkling new van, or in the dorm room with some brother you'd met down at the gym, or on the beach with a couple of Hawaiian kids who had dropped out of school and now spent most of their time looking for an excuse to brawl.
Or at the 7-Eleven. Or back with my mom out back there. I mean, how many places was he smoking reefer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's that Obama? That Obama wouldn't have been as much of a warmonger.
He did this stuff when he was younger. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's not a horribly unusual for a lot of people. You know, at one point or another, they've done something like that. But again, you know, to give him credit, that doesn't mean that he still does it now. That doesn't mean that he thinks that it's okay to do it now. But, you know, at least it gives a little bit of insight into where he's coming from. So, you know, if you go from him talking about his childhood,
mm-hmm.
and you fast forward, let's say, to 2004.
Yeah.
In January of 2004, Obama was speaking about decriminalization, and this is what he had to say.
In terms of legalization of drugs, I think that the battle, the war on drugs has been an utter failure, and I think that we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws. But I'm not somebody who believes in legalization of marijuana. What I do believe is that we need to rethink how we are operating in the drug wars, and I think that currently we are not doing a good job.
How's that drug war working out for you, Obama? Your 2004 stance was actually reasonable. I'm not saying it's reasonable enough,
right.
But where did that Obama go?
Yeah. Well, exactly. If that's not a flip-flop, I don't know what is, because you look at what he's doing now. You know, he as he's running for election in 2008, he's telling people that he is not going to take action on medical marijuana dispensaries in the states that are following the law and that are legal. Mm-hmm. And what do we see happening now? We just covered recently, you got Harborside. You know, you've got federal crackdowns hitting, you know, all over the country.
Yes, and that's all executive,
you know, again,
branch. That's all executive branch.
You know, what are we talking about? We're talking about marijuana. Why are we talking about marijuana? Because marijuana is the reason why hemp is not allowed to be grown in this country. And there are other countries all around the world growing this stuff.
Wasn't Obama a Harvard law professor or something like that? I mean, they claim he was Ivy League kind of smarts kind of guy. And they can't tell the difference? He can't tell the difference between hemp and THC-laced marijuana?
Yeah, well, you know, I guess it takes somebody like a constitutional scholar to be able to tell the difference, right?
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah, some guy that's like an old-time OBGYN willing to help you out and donate his services for free can tell the difference between hemp and marijuana.
But, you know, we're from the government and we're here to help you. So we don't want you to mess around with hemp. You might smoke that stuff. I found out that if you want to smoke and get marijuana out of hemp, you have to have a marijuana cigarette as big as a telephone pole. Then you might get something.
Yeah, I could see Obama going, where do I find that telephone pole size? Blunt or whatever.
You know? Yeah. So, you know, here we've got, you know, the guy that's sitting there trying to get laughs on TV and trying to seem hip and cool, you know, talking about smoking reefer, and he becomes president, and he's a complete hypocrite. And, you know, on the flip side, you've got somebody like Ron Paul who gets it.
Totally, totally gets it. And, of course, think about this. Those of you, my Democratic friends, still in love with Obama, I don't know if you're listening anymore. This is the thing that could turn around the economy, a big part of our economy. Simply allow the farmers to grow one of the most prolific and profound and non-pesticide laden or needing crops on the planet, the cannabis or the hemp. and then you got a replacement for all of your so-called fossil fuels because you believe in global warming still. You can knock out the use of petrochemicals for the use of plastics and so many other things, even fabrics. It goes well beyond rope. You're talking about utilizing in automobile production. Yes, they're putting it in. They're already taking hemp that's grown in Europe, putting it into Fords and Chevys that are being
We're importing it. We've got to import the damn stuff.
Yeah.
And look at China. China right now is growing 150,000 acres of hemp, and they're planning to expand to more than a million.
Yeah, and you know, if anybody could screw up hemp, the Chinese could by adding heavy metals to it.
It'll have lead in it or something, right?
It'll have melamine in it, all kinds of stuff. Who knows what'll be in it based on what we've seen in the past from China. Now, of course, the Canadian hemp, very clean. We've endorsed it and utilized it. Well, why aren't we growing it here, like the bluegrass state in Kentucky? Remember we talked to that senatorial candidate a while back about that. But this is infuriating, maddening. And if we want to talk about reefer madness, this is reefer madness, courtesy Barack Obama. And you want to know more about the madness of the war on drugs? We got to go to Penn Jillette of Penn and Teller fame to get the lowdown.
If Obama had been busted for marijuana under the laws that he condones, would his life have been better? If Obama had been caught with the marijuana that he says he uses and maybe a little blow, cocaine, blow,
felony conviction,
this casual attitude toward drugs, a casual attitude toward drugs that makes him really cool on Jimmy Fallon, makes him the hip president. I'm the cool president. I'm the happy and happiest president. I say weed. I say blow. It's all a big deal. Ha, ha, ha. Huge laugh from the college students. And if he had been busted under his laws, he would have done hard time. And if he had done time in prison, time in federal prison, time for his weed and a little blow, he would not be president of the United States of America.
That might have been the only reason why I would have supported the war on drugs.
Right, exactly.
It would have stopped him from being president. Okay, all right. At this point, back and go, dude, they really screwed up on that one. But, Penn Jillette said it very well there. The hypocrisy is such that if he had been busted for the same laws he's condoning now, even though earlier he pretended he didn't, let's decriminalize it, he would not be sitting in the presidential chair, so to speak. Right. And that is something that is a very pertinent issue to discuss, a very big form of hypocrisy. And, of course, there's plenty of hypocrisy to go around on the side of Mittens Romney. So those of you that think we're suddenly now, you know, hard right conservative Republicans, no, we're Ron Paul, freedom-loving, liberty-minded, human beings, sovereign human beings to the best of our ability. And that's
clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Yeah, very well said. Very well said. Hey, there's a reason also we got to worry about water now. A big story about water. I'm going to come back and tell you. Are you drinking spring water? Government's warning you about, oh my gosh, something might be in there or something might not be in there. What kind of deficiency or disease are you doing if you're drinking bottled water?
I've got my bottled water.
You got your bottled water here? All right. Super Don might be in trouble. We're going to see what the government says about him and all y'all that are drinking bottled water next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. Give us a call. We do have a call. We're coming up on talking about vaccines a little later in the show here, but that's at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. In the meantime, here's some sound effects from Barack Obama.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I forgot to preview last segment. We are going to go to John Rappaport next hour, talk about some updates on the development of these 10 million flu shots and how that may relate to martial law, as well as the seal flu. Oh, no! Ah, I mentioned it. It seems like every time I mention that now. Anyway, Super Don was drinking some water there I saw on the studio monitor, and it was bottled water. And how many of us over the years have switched from tap water to bottled water? And, of course, filtering out everything we can out of that which is coming through the tap. Well, there's a story here that's trying to frighten you from that kind of water. Now, I'm not here endorsing that everybody should buy bottled water, because we're seeing some horrific imagery from around the world of all these plastic bottles just accumulating in landfills, oceans, wherever they may be. Is there another way to go about it? Yes, filtration, certainly, and being more efficient in utilizing our land's resources or bringing that up from the ground if you have a clean source. But the article here through Health Day, too much bottled water might harm kids' teeth. Do you believe it? Or is it another lie? Is it another official story that must be busted up here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? On grocery store shelves and kitchens, counters alike, bottled water has become a staple of the American dietary landscape. That's how the article sounds to me. But, they say, some experts say it may contribute to diminished dental health. I bet you know where this is going. Even though the products claim to be 100% pure, clean, and natural, right? Few brands contain one ingredient that most Americans take for granted. Guess what? It's the F word. Oh, we hate to say it. Oh, I'm going to say it. Fluoride. Fluoride. Yes, this article is actually going to complain that you're not drinking fluoride because you're drinking pure, clean bottled water or filtered water. You're not getting your fluoride. And they're going to claim it's natural, right? Yes, it's a naturally occurring mineral as a fluorine salt in rock formations. But fluoride is voluntarily added by the vast majority of states and or local municipalities.
rather than the U.S. EPA, which knows how dangerous and toxic fluoride is, added to public water supplies. Voluntarily added my aspirin. It is not voluntarily added. They do it without your consent. You try to get them to overturn it. Very rare does it happen. And yet, here they claim that you're going to reduce your risk for dental cavities if you could drink, suck down all the fluoride you want. What does drinking fluoride have to do with preventing dental cavities? Nothing. The only argument that can be made, and I've told you this time and again, that argument is bunk, is that, well, if they could spray it on your teeth, if you don't swallow it, it could be so toxic for the bacteria that it's going to kill them and there'll be less dental plaque or cavities. But you know, kids, they're going to swallow every bit of it. Read the warning on the fluoride toothpaste, which I hope you don't have in your house, that toxic waste. If you ingest this, seek help immediately. Call poison control. Very, very dangerous stuff. But the concern here by Dr. Burton Edelson, president of Children's Dental Health Project in Washington, D.C., and a professor of dentistry and of health policy and management at Columbia University in New York City. Columbia again. See how these egg-headed research universities come up again and again as the criminals that they are? Do you see the pattern here? But this guy describes the increasing prevalence of tooth decay among children as alarming. Could it be anything? Could it have anything to do, Dr. Edelson, with an increase in junk food? A decrease in minerals that are needed because the food that the kids in America are eating, devoid of all of those things. Could it be that you're ignoring the complete, absolute, scientific validated evidence that dental fluoride fluorosis, the link, the mottling, the yellowing, the weakening, the brittling of the bones is due to what? Calcium. No, did I say calcium? That was just for your benefit. No, due to fluoride, right? You're going to blame calcium, aren't you? No, it's fluoride. Fluoride is doing this. In 2009, the Eastern Virginia Medical School study published in the journal Pediatric Dentistry found that nearly 70% of parents surveyed said they gave their children bottled water to drink, either exclusively or alongside tap water. Now, I'm more concerned of the plastifiers, the bisphenol A, or now we hear about the bisphenol, the BPS, that is worse, creating endocrine disruption, which we're finding out a lot about. Abnormal growth of children long before their time into adults, the younger and younger ages of puberty, as well as problems with the reproductive system and organs themselves once you reach the age of childbearing years for women or the ability to produce children, if you know what I mean. I listened to the talk yesterday about sex with Liam Sheff, S-E-X. Yes, we talk sex. Did we offend anybody? I haven't heard anybody call up and offend. I think it was a great discussion, don't you? Liam should host a show just on that. Maybe he'll do that. Anyway, nearly two-thirds of parents said they had no idea whether or not the bottled water they gave their children contained any amount of fluoride. Well, that's good and bad on one level because most bottled water doesn't contain fluoride, so they're probably not giving it. But at the same time, that they're not aware tells me they aren't aware of this issue and the danger of fluoride. But then we go to Dr. Jonathan Shankin, an American Dental Association spokesman and Augusta, Maine-based pediatric dentist. He said that consumers would have a hard time finding out if a product contained fluoride, and even if it did, whether the amount was significant. Here's the thing. Parts per million. Even at one part, two part, three parts per million, you can control and make a population docile, as was done in Nazi Germany in the concentration camps. They very well knew what fluoride did. And including in that, it increases the uptake of heavy metals like mercury and other things that are neurological dangers. Neurological dangers. Fluoride makes you stupid. Fluoride makes you docile. It's fluoxetine. It's Prozac. You follow me? It's a waste product of aluminum mining, bauxite mining. Yet these dunderheaded dentists like Dr. Jonathan Shankin from the ADA spokesman continue to insist that fluoride is safe when we can use how many other things to clean the teeth, including xylitol, including silver hydrosol, including this little ionic toothbrush that I got that releases positive ions and takes care of the bacteria, the negative charge of the bacteria. Done. No fluoride necessary. No fluoridated water necessary. It's a criminal enterprise to drug the population of any given community with fluoride. One of the world's greatest, horrific, Nazi-like experiments on the people of the Western world. And yet Shankin says it's one of the 10 greatest public health achievements of the 20th century. You see, what this is a Nazi doctor, a Nazi dentist, that they believe this stuff. Fluoride, no matter how it gets into surfaces, toothpaste, water, rinses, varnishes, gels, is effective in a multitude of ways, he said, Schenken, right? It strengthens the tooth structure. Bullsnot. Bullsnot. It weakens it. It increases the uptake of heavy metal. What about your glands, your pineal gland? How it is impacted by fluoride, as well as your thyroid. And Edelstein, the doctor, noticed that the advantage of water is that it's consumed multiple times a day. Consumed! You get that? Fluoride, even all of the studies you idiot are talking about, is not about consuming it. It's about topical use. And we don't even need it for that. Ah, these guys disgust me. These guys, absolutely. This is such propaganda. And yet they do link the U.S. EPA. And we got to link up the EPA's discussion of the toxicity of fluoride here, because it is a nasty, nasty substance, belongs nowhere in the water you or your children are drinking. Once again, later today, John Rappaport due up. We're going to talk about vaccines and the DARPA ability to build 10 million of them. The Department of Defense, could they create a weaponized strain of flu so that they can come in and swoop in with the vaccine? Has it happened before? They want to use all their weapons. They want to test them. That's why they will say there are weapons of mass destruction. No, well, they'll say, hey, there's a virus of mass destruction popped out of the harbor in the Persian Gulf. We're going to have to go into Iran with our vaccines to save the world from the seal flu. Yeah, you got that right. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Greetings. This is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, director of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. And in these times, I'm choosing to speak more publicly because I'm committed to supporting people in their health awakening process. For this reason, I invite you to join me in our new autumn programs. Choose to be trained in vegan life food preparation and our condensed conscious eating weekend, which is designed to meet the sincere needs of the busy. Or take our new innovative 10-day holistic health intensive, which will leave you feeling renewed and empowered. I also invite you to join me in the later fall for our powerful 21-day transformation program or our 9-day spiritual fasting retreat. For more information, please visit our website at drcousins.com or call 520-394-2520. Blessings to your health and spirit.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't want to go back to the fluoride issue, Super Don, but I am so disgusted every time if I go into a grocery store and I see these gallon jugs of fluoride water. Actually selling fluoride water? Give this to your baby!
I've never seen fluoride. I didn't know there was fluoride.
You've got to see that. It's horrible. I mean, it's a toxic poison in water that they're purposely promoting to drink for kids. In case your water system is not fluoridated, come and get it here at the local grocery store. No. Wow. Hey, how's you've been watching the Olympics, haven't you?
I have, as much as I can.
Yeah. How is, by the way, Liam doesn't like them, and I understand why. He did his Liam in three, and he does not like the Olympics, but that's okay. We
fuddy
love Liam.
Duddy, fooey on him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it's really about the Chinese Olympic people, because they basically steal the children and make them do, it's like Olympic slavery. Right. That's why.
I can agree with that. Yeah. I can totally agree with that, but I don't think that should ruin it for all the other countries that are doing their thing.
We don't want to diss all the soccer moms here in the U.S. either, right?
Come on, the Greeks. It's the Greeks that started it. Blame them.
Yeah, but that, okay, Liam in three. Check it out. You'll see it. If you got shallow and cautious ears, all right, whatever. Hey, yes. Cameroon, do you know how they're doing? Yes. How are they doing in the Olympics? Cameroon?
I can't say that I've seen Cameroon in the Olympics.
I don't think they won a medal yet. I don't think so.
Yeah, I can't say that I've seen them. I don't even know if they're in the Olympics, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, if you see this picture here on the Health News site, and it's up at UPI, the United Propaganda International, UPI, Interpress International, it might be because they're openly defecating in just pits, I guess. I mean, I'm sorry if you're eating right
Is
now.
Is that an Olympic event?
Not that I know of, but if it were Cameroon
in the
have the gold medal.
Event.
Now, I'm not making fun of Cameroonians, right? Is that how you say it? I'm not. Honest. Wow. This is going to sound bad any way we look at it, but we got to cover this story because it relates to vaccines. How? Well, we're looking and we're seeing these things in certain parts of the planet where there is no sewage system. There is no sewage. There are open pits and open streams. People are just doing their business about it.
Oh, man. You know what? This is the first time I've seen this picture.
You see it? Yeah. This
they're
is...
I can't believe they've got this picture on the... on. Wow.
Yeah, okay. I know. You talk about squatting down and see it doing this. A large compound in Bamenda, the capital of Cameroon's northwest region, a series of apartment houses that have, 15 or more residents or so, they share one pit toilet. Now, here's the story. It's about what? Cholera. Here they acknowledge the cause of cholera. Raw sewage running in the streets, contaminated water. What is the solution from Bill and Melinda Gates? Oh no, we're not putting in a sewage system, even though we've got more money than the universe put together. We couldn't do that. What we need to get them is that they have not a sewage deficiency syndrome disease scenario. They have a vaccine deficiency. We need to get them cholera vaccines and all kinds of antibiotic medicines. This is what, instead of improving sanitation, hygiene, nutrients in their food, this is the insanity. See, they know the truth. They know the facts, yet they completely ignore them because they're not profitable. We need to keep these people down and pooping in pits. Let's just put it bluntly. So that we can be above them, and then we can say, hey, let's sell them. In fact, we're not going to sell it. We're going to steal the money from the United States citizens. We're going to steal the money from the Western world, and then we're going to throw that into the pharmaceutical industrial complex vaccine machinery. And, the outcry from the left will be, these people need vaccines. And Bill and Melinda Gates will be the heroes riding on their white GMO horses and to save the day. Look what we've donated. All of this money to give these poor people vaccines that are pooping in pits when nobody raised the question, hey, how about helping them to establish better sanitation systems? Could you think? Maybe? No?
This is crazy. And we've talked about in the past, you and I have talked about it. Mm-hmm. I know you've talked about it with John Rappaport, that when we see these stories where they're saying that vaccine this, vaccine that, we need to send vaccines to this country, they've got this problem in this country. Even when we went back in history, we're talking about the plague and things of that nature. you know, vaccines are not the answer. They never have been the answer. But, you know, it's like you were saying, Bill and Melinda Gates, these guys like to throw their money around and act like they are, you know, these saviors of the world. They're going to save all, you know, the humanity from itself, mm-hmm. And billions of dollars. And I've got to think, the cost of a toilet, mm-hmm. I'd be willing to bet is cheaper than the cost of producing a vaccine.
Well, unless you buy it at the Pentagon.
Well, that's true.
But
that's
otherwise, true. Yeah, you go to the local Home Depot or Lowe's or Ace Hardware. You can buy a toilet. A few people can chip in, donate.
How many toilets can you buy with $1 billion?
Right. Now, there are composting toilets as well. You don't have to have a full-on sewage system. There are other ways to go. But the point is, wouldn't that be much better, let's say, money invested? But this is not about that. This is about keeping them down and dependent on drugs and vaccines, telling the first worlders that are bleeding heart do-gooders that don't understand that the real way to address this is to clear the terrain instead of poisoning the population. I mean, you think, am I being far too unreasonable asking these one world global order elitists to clear the terrain, right?
It seems pretty obvious to me.
I think we should make Bill Gates and Melinda Gates poop in a pit. let them have a little taste of their own medicine and then say that, oh my gosh, Bill, you just need a vaccine. No, well, the sewage, never mind, the sewage is backing up and stenching out and creating cholera in your backyard. You obviously need a Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine. Then all will be right with the world.
Yeah. And it's like the meme that we came out with a month or two ago where it just says, you know, if the cause of diseases are from malnutrition mm-hmm. and bad sanitation, don't you think that the people in these countries would rather have better sanitation and food instead of a vaccine? I mean, when you look at this picture, I mean, this look, I think we get spoiled sometimes, especially people like me who, I've never traveled outside of, I've gone as far as Kansas, and that's my travels around the world. there are things that we take for granted here in this country that don't exist in other countries, and it's for various reasons, whether it's, oppression from the government that's in place, or it's an economical, problem they've got in that part of the world. But this picture on this article, it's just like, I had to look at it twice. I thought it was just like two guys hanging out.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, yeah, well, yeah, they were hanging out, but what was hanging out was the shock.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's horrible. Mm. So, when you get these people, these philanthropists that want to throw this money around and they think that they're doing these people some kind of favor by investing money into something that is just, it's just dealing with a symptom mm-hmm. of the problem, but not taking care of the actual problem itself.
Yeah, yeah.
It just makes me question, these are not dumb people. Bill Gates, there's a lot of things we don't like about him, but he's not stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the guy that created Microsoft.
I can think
of
another word for him, sinister at this point.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It will. I'm beyond the wonder on that one. And yeah. I tell you what, I think, tying it back into the Cameroon Olympic team, if they're even there and they're not winning medals, how about some of these so-called first worlders that got all these gold medals? They're going to be taxed to the tune of how many thousands of dollars per medal, I hear, by the Internal Revenue Service, the collection agency for the World Bank and International Monetary Fund.
Right.
Maybe they should donate their medals to Cameroon so they can buy some sanitation. How's that?
Yeah.
How's that for a good use for an Olympic medal?
You know, the answer, it's not easy because, that would be a huge project, a lot of money, but it seems like we're throwing money just, no pun intended, into the toilet.
Yes.
That could be used in different ways, but, then we have to deal with things like, the agendas of the pharmaceutical industry and why it is why we're sending the vaccines over there.
Well, in the meantime, all of parents and families that don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show are busy prepping for back to school sales and getting ready. Oh my gosh, are my kids ready? Do they have their shots?
Hello!
Looks like we got a call.
Hey!
Phone call time. Hey, you can be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show too by calling us at 866-939-BELL. You got something to say, something to ask, something to yell about? We're here for you. 866-939-BELL. Let's see, who's calling today?
Hi, Robert, it's Corey calling from Kingsland, Georgia. Actually calling from outside the grade school where I'm registering my kid for school. And, of course, I asked for the exemption form, which they had no idea. The exemption form referring to the vaccine exemption form. They said, you can do that? And these are people with the degrees that you're always talking about. And it's their own school, and they have no idea that you can get an exemption form. And this lady's been doing this for years. In fact, she said, I remember years ago someone did that, and they went to school with no problem. But just want to throw that out there, that I just hope and pray that there is a mass awakening with not needing to vaccinate your kid to go to school. And unfortunately, it broke my heart to hear that it's been years since anybody at this particular school has even done that. But I'm sure we'll have no problem getting our kid into school, but it's an education process, and it's a process that those that are educated need to educate the educators in this case.
Yes.
But I just want to call and tell you guys are doing a great job, and love the show. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Corey. We love you too, nice. Man. He's awesome. I tell you what, Bill Gates is hoping and praying for, that there is no mass awakening. Because imagine that. Kidding. One day they all wake up and say, I don't need a shot. And, of course, we've seen the billboard outside of Walgreens up there. No shots, no school. Not true, right?
Right.
And this is where we're at. How perfect is that? Now, I was up in Georgia for many years, and we never had a problem with the schools, and we didn't ask permission. You can go right into the state statutes of the Constitution, et cetera, of the state, and you'll find that things that have extended beyond it, exemptions also on different websites. We've linked them up. We've talked about them here. I just filed an affidavit and gave it to the school and said, nope, against my religion to do it. They didn't blink, nothing. Now, we didn't send our kids to government schools, but they sort of mandate if you're going to have a quote-unquote official private school, they're also going to have the paperwork on file, because that's the state tentacles involved in every aspect of raising your children. So if you wish to use any school, public or private, they're probably going to demand it, or else that school will be shut down by the state for not complying. We need a lot more noncompliance. We need a lot more civil disobedience. We need a lot more standing up for children like Corey's doing to say, you're not shooting my kid. And that is the big message here as we head into back to school August. A lot of the kids in the Northern Hemisphere are getting ready to go back to school after a summer break.
Yeah. And you know, a couple things. First, it made me chuckle, even though it's not really funny, but the whole idea of asking for an exemption form and having them look at you like, what?
What's that?
I think somebody did that once a long time ago. You know, he's right to be kind of surprised about that, because you would think that's something they would know about, but they don't, because unfortunately, the sheeple don't ask for stuff like that, because they don't know it exists.
They don't want to rock the boat, and even if they do find out about it, they're still very nervous, because the authorities, and they worship authority. And unlike John Mellencamp's song, didn't he do the authority song?
He did.
Yeah, when I fight authority, authority always wins. Nah, not here, not in America. When the people stand up, authority is going to lose. The official stories they're literally crumbling. They're melting, however you want to see it. In the eyes of a consciousness awakening, the ability to, I guess, listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, that's helping. The ability to read natural news, that's helping. All of this is helping. And you're helping by going out and doing what you just did, Corey, calling up the show and educating the educators, as you said, letting them know absolutely there's a way that even if you want to send your kid to government indoctrination centers, you can still prevent that assault of the medical industrial complex on your child in the guise of the puncturing needles of vaccination. So we're going to take a break here, come back, wrap up the hour, and Rappaport the next hour. John Rappaport is going to be coming up. We'll go out with a little John Mellencamp here, because we know that when authority fights back, if you don't feed them, they got nothing to fight you with. So part of the reality here is to stop feeding the beast.
Nice.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, Ronnie McMullen here. For all who drink Life Change Tea every day, here's a bit of great news. Life Change Tea is running a special. We only do this three times a year, so you need to act now. Buy three packages of our famous all-natural detoxifying and cleansing tea, and you'll receive 1 month absolutely free. That's buy 3 months supply and receive 1 month free. This offer won't last long. And for those of you that have not tried this amazing product, this is your perfect timing. Act now. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408. If you need your life to change for the better, try our tea. It's that good. GetTheTea.com. And tell them Ronnie sent you.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
You know, one more thing about the whole hygiene sanitation issue. When you hear like the kids will be sent out raising money for the United Nations UNICEF fund, right? For the kids. UNICEF, you heard of UNICEF?
Sure.
It annoys
it's been
me
a while.
To no end, because that is a vaccine propaganda campaign all about ignoring exactly what we covered in the story out of Cameroon and everything about just promoting a vaccine agenda, which we'll talk about a little bit more with John Rappaport next hour, of course. But again, just a personal bias when people are doing their, oh, we raise money, pink ribbons, this, UNICEF, that. No, no, stop it. And tell your friends enough. But of course, there are emotional issues for women with breast cancer and pink ribbons that it's hard for them to separate out and get back to the origin point of, well, what will really help as opposed to what I feel good doing that has no basis in actually helping anyone.
Right.
And help.
I agree.
Help for women shoppers. You see this story? Help for women shoppers. Super Doc, yes. You and I are married, not to each other. No. No Chick-fil-A jokes.
No, no.
Menstrual cycles may affect women's shopping patterns. Now, this is a stunning story. I can't imagine it would ever have come out, but it's actually published. There are journals for everything in the Journal of Consumer Psychology. This guy, now what a perfect name for the guy who did this study. You know, hey, let's see with women when they're on their period if they shop differently or eat differently. Let's find a guy who'll do that. Hey, let's bring Gad Sad over here.
Gad Sad.
Hey buddy, yes. Come on over here. We want you to do this. Gad Sad. All right, maybe Gad Sod, S-A-A-D, but what a perfect name for this. He's with the John Molson School of Business. I don't know if it has anything to do with Molson Gold beer, but it's in Montreal, Concordia University of Montreal. So it could be, because that's a Canadian beer, could be related. to Molson like School of Marketing or something. But who would have thought they were going to do marketing to find out, hey, when are women, you out there? Because I'm a husband, Don's a husband. We know one of the things our wives like to do when they're on their period is shop. No.
Sure.
No. Really?
Like I said, first of all, I knew this study was done by a guy.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I have to assume that Mr. Ged said is probably single.
I'm thinking he's not married, may not even have a girlfriend. I don't know.
I don't know.
If you go back to the history of women and their cycles, I mean, there was a time where the women in during that time of the month, they would go off into the huts or you know, they'd be left alone. And yet now it's expected that you can't honor a female cycle, that you must operate like everybody else 24/7, take this drug, take this pill to get you through it. Now, of course, we've talked about the normal or abnormal cycles because women aren't even taught what is a normal cycle anymore. We've lost the wisdom of the generations, like grandma and great-grandma, that would pass on this knowledge. But in the last 100 years, since the interference of modern man, the corruption of food, and so many problems of a toxicological nature, the female cycle has become a detox cycle more than it was, oh my gosh, we didn't get pregnant this month, let's slough off, shed the monocellular lining of the uterus, which is a scanty discharge of dead cells, as opposed to, let's just be graphic here, you cut your finger and you're bleeding from an injury, which is a different thing. But we don't have the wisdom of these great-grandparents, moms especially, passing that down from generation to generation anymore, because now there's been a number of generations that have been basically indoctrinated into the idea that what is considered a normal menstrual cycle is healthy. And it's not. It's an adaptation for survival, yes. So the extremes of these conditions, how we got from shopping to that,
the other
I don't
thing.
Know.
What? What? The other thing that you see a lot is that it's been people have been conditioned to think that it's an annoyance. And so what they're doing is they're finding ways to take pills and things and stuff like that to try and make it so that they don't have that every month.
Yeah.
And what's the end result of doing that?
Well, you're trying to conquer nature, much like birth control pills.
Well, of course. It's man. What do you expect?
Of course. Yeah. Well, it's not going to be better health. And, of course, you know, you do a study like this and figure out, well, how do we market to women? I mean, that's the real secret of this study.
Yeah.
How do we market to women at different phases of their cycle? Because when they're fertile, they're going to spend more time doing makeup and looking good. And when they're not, they're going to go out foraging. That's the story here. That's what they're saying. But I know that women that do suffer during the period cycle definitely don't want to be out shopping, you know, foraging when they're feeling miserable. You know, because of all of the aberrant symptoms that have become unfortunately normalized as they've medicalized the female cycle, because modern man basically owns and runs gynecological studies here in this case.
Right.
And even the women don't realize it who are gynecologists. And I know if you want to send me hate mail or call me up and tell me how wrong I am, I know I'm just a man. But I'm a man that tries to defeat, not, I don't want to say feel your pain. That would be arrogant, and I wouldn't even begin to do a Bill Clinton on that.
I feel your pain.
No. What you gals go through, no. I'm just talking about the idea that we must conquer all of these symptoms. What I want to do is normalize them and truly understand what's going on in the cycle and get back to that honoring, not so we can market to you. I mean, that to me is ridiculous.
Yeah, however, Gad said, I think he has a brilliant idea here.
Yeah, what does Gad say?
After the results of this study,
mm-hmm.
what he wants to do is he wants to create a consumption-related smartphone app.
Oh, boy.
And what this would do is it would help women track their daily shopping vulnerabilities by alerting them to certain high-risk days in their cycle.
Oh, yeah, beep, beep, beep. Oh, don't go shopping today. You're going to end up, come on.
You're on your period. Warning.
Unbelievable.
Put down the Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah. All right, step away from the Haagen-Dazs. Yes, very funny. All right, so if you have any questions or comments about anything we've done this hour, give me a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2334. 5.
You think we might get some phone calls about this?
Maybe. Somebody will send us an app on this one. Anyway, John Rappaport coming up next hour. Oh, my gosh, the places we go with John. You got to stand by for that. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In the meantime, remember, all of y'all out there, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Blissful, natural, pure, healthy joy. These are just a few words coming from women across America who've tried the most amazing libido and energy enhancer they've ever experienced. Hot Rocks, spelled R-A-W-K-S, intensifies sensual experience with pure, organic superfoods, entirely composed of nature's most vital pleasure-enhancing components. Hot Rocks, that's hot and the word raw with a K-S. It's the only raw, vegan-certified organic enhancement supplement on the market. Check it out at HotRocks.com. Hot Rocks contains a powerful synergistic blend of raw superfoods and potent herbs that revitalize sensory nerves, boosts mood, desire, and intensifies sensitivity and energy. And unlike most products, Hot Rocks is actually good for you. Bring back the magic safely and naturally with Hot Rocks. Order online at HotRocks.com. That's HotRawks.com. Log on now for your risk-free 30-day trial at HotRocks.com. Hot, RAWKS.com.
Greetings. This is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, director of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. And in these times, I'm choosing to speak more publicly because I'm committed to supporting people in their health awakening process. For this reason, I invite you to join me in our new autumn programs. Choose to be trained in vegan life food preparation and our condensed conscious eating weekend, which is designed to meet the sincere needs of the busy. Or take our new innovative 10-day holistic health intensive, which will leave you feeling renewed and empowered. I also invite you to join me in the later fall for our powerful 21-day transformation program or our 9-day spiritual fasting retreat. For more information, please visit our website at drcousins.com or call 520-394-2520. Blessings to your health and spirit.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide
may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know if y'all know how serious this DARPA flu story is. I know we make light of it because of the seal flu. Oh, no, not the seal flu again. Not my dear friend John Rappaport, and he's from NoMoreFakeNews.com, and you know he's a regular here as often as we can get him on. He's been writing some tremendous articles on a lot of things, including the more recently the shooting in Aurora, Colorado. And in this case, the relationship between the U.S. vaccine program now connecting to DARPA, martial law, the Department of Defense. And so that's where we start this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. John Rappaport, my dear friend, welcome back.
Great to be here, Robert. Always.
Always. Well, thank you for this article. We've got it linked up at the show notes at robertscottbell.com today as well. And it links back to No More Fake News. Your title is just a stunning title. It almost makes you shake. You talk about shaking hands. I'm shaking. What did I say? Martial law shakes hands with the U.S. vaccine program. What the heck are we going to now?
Man. You know, it took me a few minutes after I read the story to realize the implications. But what's happened here is that the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, an arm of the Pentagon, has been muscling in on the U.S. vaccine program. They have been doing research, big-time research, on ways to produce huge amounts of vaccine, in this case, swine flu vaccine, faster. And so they've managed to produce, you know, in 1 month, 10 million doses of a swine flu vaccine to prove that they can do this faster than Big Pharma, which suddenly puts them in the forefront of vaccine production and then raises the question, what is the U.S. military doing, you know, involved in vaccine research to begin with? And, of course, the answer is that they're casting all this in light of a, quote, bioterror threat, meaning that somebody would try to attack the United States through germ warfare and then the U.S. would have to respond by launching an immediate, mandatory vaccine program, which would mean declaring an emergency, a martial law situation where everybody in the country would have to get vaccinated. And then DARPA would step in and say, well, yes, of course, we have the means to produce huge amounts of vaccine in a very short time. So that was point number one that I could see. The second point is, and this is really the most important point, once the Pentagon gets their foot in the door, they don't just stand back and say, well, here's a gift, boys, courtesy of the Department of Defense. They want to deploy what they research, which you can prove by going back through all the weapon systems that they have put together, you know, over the decades. When they come up with a new weapon of any kind, and this vaccine program would be what you could call a defensive weapon against bioterror attacks, they want it deployed. They want to see it in action. And so now we have the specter of the Department of Defense doing what it does best, which is to try to convince the rest of the government that there is a significant military threat, and therefore more money has to be spent on weapons, soldiers, invasions, this, that, and the other thing. And so they would have, and by they I mean the Department of Defense, all the motivation in the world to somehow provoke or invent or fabricate or imagine some sort of a bioterror threat that would force the government into declaring a state of emergency. All state laws about being able to declare an exemption against receiving vaccines would be off the table, and the pharmaceutical companies and the government would have what they've always wanted, which is some sort of a federal mandate to force people to take a vaccine. And once they can do that, then they can make every vaccine mandatory. So that's really what we're looking at here.
Yeah, and they would have to do the emergency declaration, which has always been the case, because the rule of what they call an emergency is the rule of necessity. And if you understand the law of nations, this is one of those concepts that nobody's taught anymore. But the rule of necessity, which is in a declared emergency, it has no law. In other words, there is no law. There's no common law. There's no law in equity. There's no law at all. There's no admiralty. It's like literally your way, you know, my way or the highway. You know, you basically, you get injected or here. Look at this concentration camp over here. Look at this quarantine center over here. You don't have the options that you had suddenly when there was so-called rule of law. Now, we could go through a lot of reasons why we'd say the rule of law has been abandoned for a long time here in the United States. But you mentioned something a little bit earlier here about the implementation of these weapons, right? Some people might say, well, they might do that, but they're not going to use it. And I'm thinking, all right, how many weapon systems can we go back on? They found out they have a new system. What do they want to do with it? Just sit on it and just wait and wait? Or do they want to deploy it and use it and show, hey, look how great we are. Look at, what about the atomic bomb? Remember that?
Yeah.
We'll never use that.
I was almost going to put that in the article.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. Look at that. And not only that, but in 1995, the U.S. government held hearings when it became obvious that they could no longer cover up the fact that they had dosed unwitting volunteers, in other words, non-volunteers in America, with all sorts of levels of radiation.
Right.
These would be like terminal cancer patients and so on, in order to establish safe versus unsafe levels of radiation. Well, years ago, I began exploring this when the hearings were held, because the hearings were kind of an apology to the people that had been experimented on. And one of the things that I uncovered at the time was that, in fact, the whole basis of these experiments was to be able to lie about safe versus unsafe levels of radiation. In other words, the whole thing was cooked from the beginning. And so they were going to try to justify atomic testing inside the United States on the basis that it was safe and no harm would come to anybody. And these experiments formed the basis of studies to prove that fact, when the studies, in fact, were completely fraudulent. So talk about wanting to deploy weapons once they had developed them and test the weapons and, of course, use them, but test them on American soil. So here's a perfect example of the way the Department of Defense gets into the act medically to prove, oh, yeah, there's no problem. We've got to test these weapons and this is going to be fine. So if they're not going to back off on atomic weapons, do you think they're going to back off on a vaccine? I mean, they're going to push this once they're in the picture, and now they're in the picture. They are now on the cusp, the Pentagon, of being the foremost vaccine producer in the world.
Hmm. I posited yesterday, John, that this whole new thing that was just so bizarre. I'm thinking I'm reading The Onion here, as many of these news stories are, but then it wasn't The Onion, about the seal flu, right? The next pandemic was no longer going to come from pigs, birds, chickens, cows, or swine. You know, it's now they're going to the our friends in the ocean, right? Because of the so-called kill that occurred of seals off of New Hampshire, off of Maine, and off of Massachusetts a few years ago, which we would know as a toxicological event, but there was no mention of pollution off the coast at all. It was only that we somehow found the DNA or genetic material that indicated H3N8. And oh, by the way, it looks like this stuff has a proclivity to target lung tissue in humans. Now, you know, this is absolutely stretching the stretch to such a degree, yet somebody might buy it. And it'll be enough one day, as I joked about this, that, you know, there's a seal named DARPA at SeaWorld. And, you know, suddenly the seal sneezes on, this is the story as it would be told. And I could almost see you writing about this, that would be patient zero, would be the seal, in fact, spreading it out in Orlando where tourists from all over the world come in. And happened to be there were some tourists that day that were from Iran. Believe it or not, they got a visa to go. And looks like it's spreading in Iran. We got to go in and do something. And suddenly now they're bombarding Iran and invading based on the fact that Iran is not cooperating with our vaccine. You know, we've seen this happen.
You bet. as bizarre as what you just sketched out there, it could actually definitely happen. And that's where, you know, they would take it, because you and I have exposed the fraudulent science behind this kind of thing time and time and time and time again. You know, that what did they really find in the seal to begin with that they think is a virus? And even if they did find a virus, so what? How did they ever prove that it really causes an illness in the seal? And then how did they prove that this illness in the seal somehow transfers to humans? You know, they make it up as they go along. They know how to make it up, and then they promote the idea that this could be a disastrous pandemic worldwide, and we have to stop it with a vaccine program. We've told the story in the last 15 years, you know, I don't know how many times, it's the same pattern over and over again. And, I mean, this is what they do. This is how they operate. And really, really, all that they're trying to do is, one, to control people. You know, medically control people, force them to take a vaccine, make money off the vaccine, scare people, make them feel that they have to depend on the government for survival. And they use one example after another to do this. And in the case of this business with DARPA,
yes,
where we started, there's some troubling aspects to this in addition to what I've said. One is that aluminum is part of the vaccine, you know, that they developed at DARPA for swine flu. So, of course, millions of doses of this vaccine containing aluminum, which is highly toxic, would be injected into people. And the second thing, which is buried in the story, is that someone has come up with, what would you even call it, an artificial immune system, in heavy quotes. It's a series of trays with little cells containing chemicals in a lab that they say mimics the action of the immune system, so that when they drop the vaccine into these little vials, they can come back and say, oh, yes, the vaccine induced a robust immune response from this, quote, artificial immune system, and that's how we know that it would be effective in humans. Oh, baby. I mean, they have the slightest idea what that artificial construction has to do with the human immune system, which is incredibly complex.
Yes.
But they're going with that anyway, and they're pretending that they have an effective vaccine.
Sure.
So that's part of the fallout of the story as well.
Well, how much of the existing vaccine program has elicited this robust immune response in the presence, for instance, of aluminum? I would call it weaponized aluminum at a nanoscale in the binding with, for instance, the human papillomavirus that is recombinant, that is synthesized with DNA in a lab. And there we see autoimmunity triggered very, very powerfully. So if they're talking robust, they're going to bust our own immune system and create this artificial one over it that will destroy us. So let's talk more about the military involvement in vaccination, because they do things well, kill things, break things. And this is what you don't want to have happen to you. And that's why we're covering this story on DARPA and the DARPA flu with John Rappaport. Check out the article at robertscottbell.com or go direct to nomorefakenews.com. Of course, John and I did the 10-hour-plus seminar, still available for download through Webseed, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, the seminar they still don't want you to hear, changing people's perspectives on this for a great benefit to those that have listened. So we appreciate you being here, John. Stick around. We've got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show, back after this.
Hi, Ronnie McMullen here. For all who drink Life Change Tea every day, here's a bit of great news. Life Change Tea is running a special. We only do this 3 times a year, so you need to act now. Buy 3 packages of our famous all-natural detoxifying and cleansing tea, and you'll receive 1 month absolutely free. That's buy 3 months' supply and receive 1 month free. This offer won't last long. And for those of you that have not tried this amazing product, this is your perfect timing. Act now. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea, RobertScottBellShow.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408. If you need your life to change for the better, try our tea. It's that good. GetTheTea.com and tell them Ronnie sent you.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What do you think of when I say Blue Angel? Blue Angel, doesn't that sound kind of, you know, airy, fairy, very nice, benign? Oh, yeah, the Blue Angels are here, right? You've heard of the Blue Angels. I think they're one of the military flyovers, if I'm not mistaken, that do these military shows will show you their talent at flying over, and everybody, ah, the Blue Angels, you're awe-inspiring. Yet, this is what, you know, John Rappaport is talking about here with today's show. And yesterday we published Martial Law Shakes Hands with the U.S. Vaccine Program. DARPA has turned out a staggering 10 million doses of flu vaccine in just 1 month. Never before in the history of vaccine manufacture has this been done. And they call it the Blue Angel Project. And I'm thinking, you know, they know how to name this stuff so it doesn't sound too evil, don't they?
Mm. Of course, there was also originally a German movie with Marlene Dietrich called Blue Angel, which is a much darker version of this if you've ever watched it. It's about a professor who destroys himself because he falls in love with this cabaret dancer played by Marlene Dietrich, which I think is probably more you know, relevant to the Blue Angel title. But
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. It's, you know, what could be bad about the Blue Angel Project? This is, you know, we're going to save mankind from sure destruction and so forth. We know from the history of these phony epidemics like swine flu and others like SARS and so forth, that these are all promoted on the basis of almost nothing, literally nothing, by public health agencies in order to justify their own existence, to promote vaccines, to make billions off of vaccines, to control people and to inject them with these substances. And so we now have the souped up military version of this. This is quite incredible. And we also need to bring in the tobacco element here because formerly these vaccines were produced in a process that involved chicken eggs.
Yes.
Very laborious. But the breakthrough that DARPA has managed is that they produce much greater amounts of vaccine much quicker by using tobacco cells, cells from tobacco plants, which are basically weeds. And so the question now becomes contamination. In the past, I've documented numerous examples of contamination that occur in laboratories where vaccines are produced, which means that viruses and other elements get into the vaccines that were never intended to be there just through the manufacturing process.
Right, right.
So now we have the whole issue of tobacco plants, which nobody has really researched, but essentially what's going to happen here is that organisms which attach themselves to tobacco plants and infiltrate these plants will automatically become part of the vaccine. And no one will know what the possible health effects are going to be on humans when they're injected directly into the body. So that is another dramatic health risk that's going to be involved with these vaccines.
Well, and it's a very important distinction in that vaccines crossing through the dermal layers directly into the blood, the lymph, the subcutaneous regions of the body, even a plant can interact differently with the body. You know, because some would say, oh, tobacco, right? If we know medicinally, the tobacco plant to ingest has actually some very good beneficial medicinal properties. But to somehow now synthesize it and combine it into a vaccine for injection completely changes the equation. The way the genetic structure of the plant would interact, as you said, also with any contaminants, with aluminum that they acknowledge being there as well. You've got a whole different nightmare that is yet to even come to light based on what's going on here.
You bet. They have absolutely no idea what the effects would be. And as we've indicated on our vaccine seminar, a very important issue here is that these things are injected, as you say. This is not something where the entire immune defense system of the body swings into gear automatically because of an outside force that invades, in this case, the vaccine. Those portals, many of them, of immunity and self-defense of the body are bypassed because
yes.
This stuff is shot directly into the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so the effects are much more horrendous and long-lasting. It's a whole different story.
Yeah, we do. We talk extensively about this method and pathway, how it differs from a normal proper immune channel. And that's why I would encourage anybody, if you have not already purchased and downloaded the vaccine seminar, it's still up there, it's still available, and the information is as good as the day it was first put out. Perhaps even more valuable by the day, as we are threatened by a DARPA pandemic vaccine made with tobacco and aluminum, etc. Now, as we talk about the global geopolitics of this, we would acknowledge that much of the U.S. government has been co-opted and corrupted, certainly the military, not necessarily acting on behalf of the interests of the American people, defending the Constitution, as we would say, that would be, you know, legitimate as it was written authority. And so we've got this play, this global theater of we got to control this area, we got to control this area. You know, well, listen. Who put Iran so close to our military bases? Some of the people have joked, right? We're surrounding them with military
right.
bases, and we're worried about them coming over here, doing something like delivering nuclear bombs or whatever. The point is, as you said in your articles as well, the U.S. government admits that it nuclear irradiated, and in fact is nuclear irradiating millions of Americans every day through transportation security, you know, TSA agents. And their machines, which is another problem, on top of the admission that they experimented on Americans unbeknownst to them on how much radiation can we give, what would be deadly, what would not be deadly. Again, we kind of have perspective here, yet we're looking for an excuse to go to war with Iran. I think we have enough of an excuse to go to war with our own government that's not our government anymore. And I'm not declaring it. I'm just saying, look at the perspective here. Step back and it's a whole different perspective you don't want to see.
And so imagine this scenario. Suddenly, instead of saying that this new, you know, threat, whatever it would be, a new virus, that they're going to declare a new pandemic, a new phony pandemic, instead of saying, well, this originated in Hong Kong or originated in Africa, suppose they say this time, oh, it originated in the Middle East.
Yes.
And now we have to go in there, the World Health Organization. Leading up the charge. And we have to vaccinate people in every country of the Middle East, including Iran, including Syria, including all the hot spots in the Middle East. And all of a sudden, with DARPA and the Pentagon involved, this whole thing takes on a very eerie atmosphere of a military slash medical program. This is like a kind of an invasion by vaccine that nobody has quite dreamed up before, but it's right on the tip of their tongue, because this is an obvious way to gain yet another foothold to do a kind of incursion and military invasion on people that we decide need to be destroyed. And this is what this operation could become under the heading of DARPA and the Pentagon.
Well, it's a medicinal, it's a humanitarian mission now. It changes the equation. It's a medical mission. We've got to save these people, right? Now, whether they would buy it or not, that's a good question, because we've seen evidence, for instance, in certain Muslim countries in Africa, for instance, who have become quite suspicious of the vaccine program. For instance, the polio vaccine program, they've begun to refuse it on many grounds. And, of course, the World Health Organization and the propaganda machine, the world media, is saying that these people are, you know, somehow conspiratorial in their viewpoints of the world, and they're not being rational about this. And look, polio is on the rise, when we know polio and all of these other diseases are toxicological. In fact, last hour, John Superdon and I were talking about this story out of, where was this, Cameroon. And it was a picture of these two people squatting, and they didn't show it that graphically, over a, basically a cesspool, really. And they're saying, oh my gosh, these there's cholera everywhere. And of course, the argument is that even with the picture, even with the description of what's happening here, sewage running in the streets, we must send them medicine. We must send them vaccines. So it's not like they don't know better. They absolutely do, but at the same time they admit it, they go beyond it and ignore it.
It's incredible. It's a cover story. I mean, I think all of your listeners know by now what that means. You've got to float a cover story for your true intent. And if the true intent is to let people be destroyed because a nation, a territory, does not have basic sanitation, has huge numbers of people starving, there's overcrowding, good farmland has been stolen over decades, decades and decades by intrusive corporations and so forth and so on. How do you do that? Well, certainly you don't fix those problems. You let them ride and you let them get worse, but you need a cover story. So you come in with a cover story. It's a germ. We found the germ. In this case, it's cholera. This is what's causing all these people to die. Forget the fact that they're squatting over horrible, you know, cesspools and so forth that cause disease no matter what germ you claim is involved. That's just the way people die. They die when you don't have basic sanitation. But because the world is so hypnotized by this medical notion of the germ is killing people, you can say, we found this exotic germ or this germ we know about in these cesspools, and now we have to bring in medicines, meaning toxic medicines. We have to bring in doctors. We have to do a medical mission to save these people. It's a total lie.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, when we come back from this break, John Rappaport and I are going to go further into those lies. In fact, 30 years of them. A big article came out on Natural News just the other day on the fact that they all of the transcripts coming out about vaccine schedules in the United States and UK based on total lies, exactly what we said in our vaccine seminar. So we're back with John Rappaport on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you enjoy reading John Rappaport's articles as much as I do, that's why I'm so glad that we can actually publish them here at robertscottbell.com. You'll see him at naturalnews.com and his site at nomorefakenews.com. So loads of places to go. Getting perspectives you will not get anywhere else in the broadcast or written word media. And that's what we've been doing for many years here. And John, again, always great to have you on board. Discussing, sometimes we will talk about things we'll jump the time track. You know, we'll go back and learn from history. We'll be in the present of what's happening right now. We'll jump to the future and say, hey, this is likely to happen based on what has happened before and what the stage is set or how the stage is set. Because we've seen the script written so many times. It's not like they really come up with new things. It's sort of like little nuances in there. So when you speculate or I speculate on these things, it's based on a lot of reality that's already transpired.
Absolutely. In fact, let me just jump the track right now because there's a new story out at nature.com. Digital pills make their way to market, which I haven't written up yet, but I mean, the implications of this are extraordinary. They're going to be able to very soon implant little tracking devices in drugs, mm-hmm. any drugs. So, and the idea is, well, there's so many people who don't adhere to their drug schedule as prescribed by their doctors, and now we'll be able to track it. Because if, you know, once you ingest the pill, then it begins to transmit messages via you to, quote, your healthcare provider, indicating that you're on target and on schedule or not. And this is not something out there 10 or 15 years in the future. This is something that could be happening quite soon.
Right.
So imagine what this is when you put it together with Obamacare, which is now going to be the umbrella, unless it's repealed, under which everybody in the United States gets their health care.
Yes.
Because now you're going to have lists of diseases and disorders and prescribed treatments for each one of these in terms of drugs. It's all being organized, folks. So talk about looking up into the future. This is what's going to happen. Well, Mr. Jones, you know, as your doctor, I can tell you that you're not really adhering to the program here. I mean, we spend a lot of time, you're getting free health care, blah, 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 and you're not taking your drugs because we have six reports that you've skipped your schedule. And so if you don't want to be exiled out of the program and be uncovered, by insurance, you're going to have to begin to comply. This is all coming true.
Yeah, it's one flew over the digital cuckoo's nest.
Right.
You know, at least in the movie, you know, there was a time where Jack Nicholson would put the pill under his tongue, then they'd spit it out, so he wasn't under the influence of the medication for a while. But now there's no, it's trackable. It's like a RFID chip in your pill. We know if it's in your alimentary canal or if it's outside hiding under your bed or something. And that changes the equation altogether, this digital tracking, the digital information age as well. All of these things, another aspect of the new reality. And when we talk about, you know, say, we speculate a little bit about how the Pentagon would be implementing some of these things with the vaccine issue. I mean, it's very simple now with the micronizing of these things in a digital age to include within the vaccine itself something that would enter that would be, you know, aluminum. How are they going to know different? It could be an aluminum chip that actually has RFID signaling capacity. So there's a whole lot of other things that they have the technology already in existence for trickling out in other ways, but in fact has been implemented probably nefariously already.
Frightening. Yep. That's where this is all heading.
Yeah, and incredible. Some people, John, got ticked off at me because one of my headlines last week, I said, you know, Batman shooter on psychiatric drugs, because we don't have hardcore evidence of it. But when you look at, for instance, the articles you wrote, what we were finding out about his psychiatrist, it is unreasonable in my mind to expect that he wasn't on them. Not that it would be reasonable, let's say, to conclude that he wasn't. I don't think it would be reasonable to conclude that.
No, obviously not. I mean, you're under psychiatric care. What does that mean? That means drugs. And especially means drugs if you're involved with a student health service, which he was at the University of Colorado, and the director of the student medical services unit there, Lynn Fenton, was his psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
So this brings up, you know, the very high probability that he was on the psychiatric drugs. And then you have to ask about withdrawal, because assuming that he's not being prescribed those drugs anymore because he's in jail, they may be giving him other drugs, but those would be more like sedatives.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's now suddenly withdrawn from these psychiatric drugs, that brings on a whole new raft of incredible symptoms, I mean, which can include violence. So who knows what is happening to him in jail now? And in fact, Dr. Peter Bragan, psychiatrist, author of many important books, is coming out with a new book this month on the entire issue of how to withdraw from psychiatric drugs.
Oh, that's
how
huge.
It should be done under supervision so that you can avoid these symptoms. And he's been saying for years, do not suddenly withdraw from psychiatric drugs because the effects could be disastrous. So that brings up the whole issue of what's happening to Holmes now that he's not on the psychiatric drugs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if you didn't want to take it, let's say you're as aware as we are on some degree, maybe it's a narrow focus that you've become suspicious of the psychiatric drugs and you said, uh-uh, not for me, we're not going down that road. Here was the other story. I didn't cover so much today, but I covered more yesterday. Actually, we did cover it today as well, but a little bit. The idea here is that, okay, we know you don't like Prozac, but this strange seal flu that we've just discovered is so big and bad that, yeah, I know you don't like it, but we're not giving it to you for psychiatric reasons. But we have found that fluoxetine or Prozac actually is an antiviral drug as well. So in order to save your life, we're going to have to utilize it, and of course, it is mandatory. And this is a bizarre story because it came out just the other day through Medical News Today that they're actually saying, oh, we found some antiviral activity in the pill known as Prozac.
Unbelievable marketing ploy.
Oh,
that's all that it is.
Yeah.
In fact, I looked up that story, and I saw related stories next to it, and one of them is that they're also now touting Prozac for people who are on chemotherapy that are, quote, resistant to the drugs. I mean, who, you know, if you're going to give somebody pure, unadulterated, cell-destroying poison, you know, is anybody not going to be resistant to that? But they're saying, well, some people are resistant to the drugs, and magically we've discovered that Prozac can lower that resistance so that, quote, the drugs can do their work better. So they're fishing around for anything that they can get their hands on to pretend that Prozac can be helpful with. And this that you just talked about here, this is major because, I mean, now they can begin to say, well, look, it turns out that for any person that we give a vaccine to, we can also give them Prozac. Because obviously we want to somehow prevent the replication of the virus that could harm them. So we're going to give them the vaccine, of course. But we discovered that Prozac can be helpful in this respect, too. So as you get your vaccine, we're going to give you Prozac.
Wow.
Now, talk about the spread of violence around the world. You're going to see more and more unexplained suicides and murders than you've ever seen before because of Prozac.
Incredible. Well, it serves a multifold purpose because, as you know, Prozac takes you out of reality. And in this case, where we're seeing so many adverse reactions to vaccination, it would be great to be able to them to say they're just hallucinating the problem, right? They've always wanted to say that about the moms who observe the children, backsliding in their development or moving into autism, that, oh, these women are, they're hysterical, they're non-scientific. And, of course, now they would have the perfect excuse to say, listen, we had to put them on Prozac because there was some viral issue. And we also know that one of the side effects used to be the direct effect that we labeled it for. But you know what I'm saying, how they play that game. Now, this also comes into light with this 30-year supposed of secret, and these official transcripts that were revealed out of the UK Health Service. There was this Lucija Tomiljenovic, I don't know, PhD from the University of British Columbia in Canada. And she's revealed a lot of these documents. I'm just now reviewing it. And, John, I know you haven't fully reviewed it either. But even just this one paragraph here says a lot, and this was published in one of the journals there and released out of the UK's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization, and they're the ones that set this policy. But the JCVI made continuous efforts to withhold critical data on severe adverse reactions and contraindications to vaccinations to both parents and health practitioners in order to reach overall vaccination rates, which they deemed were necessary for, guess what, herd immunity. Which goes on now to acknowledge a concept which, with regards to vaccination and contrary to prevalent beliefs, does not rest on a solid scientific evidence. Again, this is according to the doc who wrote this paper. And, of course, that was a big part of what we spent time on in the vaccine seminar.
Wow. That's incredible. So now we have a continued history, a record of cover-ups and lies about the true effects of vaccines. You and I have been saying this for years, and other people as well. We know that the adverse effects of vaccines are really built into the vaccines. It's not like a side effect. It's a primary effect.
Yes.
And we know that drug companies have been covering this up for a long time, and doctors have been saying, my God, vaccines are, universally safe. We proved this over and over again, talking completely, just blowing smoke. Mm-hmm. And now we have the hard evidence that this has been an actual intentional program to conceal these effects from people for a long, long time. Well, this isn't just in the UK and the United States, obviously. This is wherever vaccines have been used.
Yes.
That this has been covered up.
Well, and the whole basis of herd immunity, as we said, there's no basis for it in science. It's a pharmaceutical fantasy. And when we come back, we'll wrap up with John Rappaport here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media. We're going to take a break, say thanks to those sponsors, and be back with John Rappaport. Wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi. Ronnie McMullen here. For all who drink Life Change Tea every day, here's a bit of great news. Life Change Tea is running a special. We only do this 3 times a year, so you need to act now. Buy 3 packages of our famous all-natural detoxifying and cleansing tea, and you'll receive 1 month absolutely free. That's buy 3 months supply and receive 1 month free. This offer won't last long. And for those of you that have not tried this amazing product, this is your perfect timing. Act now. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408. 308-0408. If you need your life to change for the better, try our tea. It's that good. GetTheTea.com and tell them Ronnie sent you.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum, health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Your remedy for the seal flu. It is here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport today. It's not Prozac. No. This is not what it is. It is a learning of these truths so that you will never be duped, or as the WHO said, don't get fooled again. And plenty of people are politically, because I keep getting people that even on my Facebook page will say, well, you know, I know how you don't like Obama and you don't like Romney, but you got to vote for Romney to get Obama out. I'm like, dude, Goldman Sachs, they win both ways. What are you talking about? But it's the same thing with the medical industrial complex as well. Neither of the candidates would do anything to roll back the intrusiveness of the so-called medical emergency and the vaccine industrial complex. And of course, these are the things, among many other things, that John Rappaport writes about. And we'll continue to update and highlight his articles here at robertscottbell.com. As he mentioned, the next one could be more about the digital tracking pills. Man, the absurdities keep flying higher, John.
Yeah, we were talking off the air, Robert. These little transmitters that they're going to be very soon putting into pills, drugs that people take to ensure compliance. Oh, you didn't meet your schedule. You only took two pills yesterday instead of three. And we know because the transmitter wasn't triggered at noon when you should have taken your second dose. And so what are you doing? And now we're going to give you a double dose. So, you know, they're going to try to somehow put as much drugs in your system as they can. And so we began talking. Well, now we're looking at millions and millions and billions, probably, of these little tiny transmitters in pills that are passing through people's bodies. So what's happening to these transmitters? You know, we know that water supplies, you start to analyze what's in the water supply and you find drugs because people pass them some traces through their system. Well, is that going to happen with these transmitters too? Are they going to be everywhere? Are people going to be picking them up and become walking, talking transmitters of one kind or another? That has not yet been covered. You know, that seems to have been overlooked.
I can
What's going to happen?
In this digital age, have you seen how a lot of these retail establishments are now operating with iPhones and iPads, and you know they're just scanning things, and of course now the phones will just send out a signal where you don't have you just wave the phone and you pay for stuff. I could see you going to Starbucks next week, and yes, Mr. Rapport, what would you like? Well, I'd like a Frappuccino of some kind. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It just scanned you and said that you haven't taken your morning medication. We can't sell you that cup of coffee till you take that pill. I mean, how far does this go?
That's right. And then I say, well, guess what? I'm not taking any pills. Well, sir, I'm sorry, but it registers that you have a transmitter in your body,
yeah,
and it shows non-compliance yesterday at 2:37 p.m. in the afternoon, so we can't give you coffee, and you certainly can't fly.
Right, right, yeah.
You know, I mean, forget it. You can't get on a plane.
I'll try your just a good luck trying your ATM, John.
Yeah, your ATM, or you want to fly?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, we see here that you've been taking Zoloft every day, except that for the last 2 weeks you haven't been compliant with your schedule, so now you're a potential threat if we let you on the plane.
Hmm.
Zoloft? I take vitamin C. I don't take Zoloft. Well, we see that you've got transmitter problems here because your transmitter is showing that you're non-compliant with your Zoloft schedule. And suddenly you're grounded. You're on a no-fly list. I mean, who knows what the repercussions will be when all these tiny transmitters are loose in the society. It
sure
could just lead to utter chaos.
Yeah, well, look, you say, oh, my wife takes Zoloft. What did I do? I kissed her, and then I suddenly got the transmitter? I mean, how are these things transmitting? And I mean transmitting physically, moving from place to place, through your body, out of your body, in back through the water system. We already know they don't filter out the drugs. I mean, this brings up a whole other realm. And ultimately, this whole drug-based culture is going to have to collapse because this it breeds beyond insanity. There'll be no functional way to move about the cabin.
That's right. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. What we're seeing here is there's a sort of a make-break point here where enough of the populace realizes that the whole drug-based culture is so command-oriented, mandated, that people stop and think, well, look, if they have to put so much pressure on everybody to take these vaccines and drugs, what's wrong with the system? What's wrong with the vaccines and the drugs? Why aren't people just rushing to take them? Why do they have to use so much force and so much covert apparatus in order for people to just go to the doctor and do what the doctor says? People are waking up to this. There's got to be something wrong with this. This is not free choice, and therefore there must be something wrong with the drugs and the vaccines themselves. And that's what people are waking up to.
Well, it is a stark wake-up call when we go into the technology, the technological leaps, and we could see that in some ways the consciousness is not prepared to deal with the consequences, or even if it cares about those consequences, because when we look at a story like 30 years of cover-ups in the UK health program and also the US health program establishing and setting the stage for the so-called vaccine schedule, completely based on bunk, not even any legitimate science, not even junk science, it was worse than that. Then you begin to say, all right, we've gone way too far. We're way out of balance here. We can't handle the technology that we already have if this is the case. Yet we do have a small minority of people. We don't know how they're numbered. They don't want to be numbered, in fact, that have woken up and said, we don't want any part of this. And then we come back to the fiat money system as a reflection of that as well and say, all right, we are in the midst of the change. It's 2012. We're halfway plus through the year. The end of the world, as the Mayan calendar knew it, is here. What does it mean? The start of what? The start of something new? And I think we're on that precipice.
I think so. I don't think there's any question about that. The hoax of so much of the medical cartel is being revealed that people just automatically begin to move toward natural health and healing as a territory that has been long overlooked and long overdue to be integrated into the lives of everybody. And this is what the medical cartel is so afraid of. This is why they want to lock you into the system so that you can't get out. Because they know if you get out, you're going to gravitate toward what real healing is.
Yes.
And this is the last thing they want to have happen.
Yep. And you know you're out because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. and John Rappaport as well. And you're probably reading No More Fake News and Natural News as well. We've got all those things linked up through the blog notes today at robertscottbell.com. Keep checking back. And if you've missed any of the interviews with John over the year, it's there and it's spectacular. Please do go and listen. They're absolutely free. And John, my friend, you are free by your very existence.
And so you are too, Robert. Thanks so much. It's always great to be here with you.
Always great to be with you, John. Remember, all we ought to do is remind each other this every day. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.